Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roblin here, Special Projects Coordinator with the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks. First, I'd like to just talk about where we're at with closure numbers with non-managed waters, and we are still at 3,795 acres. No acres were added in the last month. One thing we have been pushing and talking a lot about is litter. And with ice fishing around the corner, our message to anglers is leave it better than you found it, or leave no trace, and make sure to clean up that garbage when on the ice. And, you know, we say that because last year in March, we had over 5,000 acres closed. And some of those acres were directly tied to litter being left on that ice. So we want to be proactive here and make sure, our anglers are well aware that, if you're out there, please pick up your trash. We also are working with the Wildlife Federation, the South Dakota Wildlife Federation, and purchased trash bags with our branded logo on the trash bags, along with the Federation's logo on the trash bags. And we'll hand those trash bags out, or they'll be available at some very popular fishing access sites this winter. So looking at ways to try to incorporate the message of leave no trace. I think this is a great collaborative effort, and I'm hoping it's very successful. On a different note, since we promulgated rules on Indian Springs, and then those rules were promulgated in September, just last September, of no discharging a firearm from a boat and no fishing from a boat from October 10th until freeze-up, or December 31st. As a reaction to those rules, Black Claw Bait and Tavern actually closed their boat ramp down, I believe it was September 15th. Since that time, we've been working very closely with Black Claw Bait and Tavern, and we have come to an access agreement. We've worked on an agreement with those folks. The actual agreement would take effect today. It starts November 1st. Black Claw Bait and Tavern, they've been great to work with. And the way the contract reads, it's a five-year lease agreement. The payment for the lease, and I should back up a little bit, this was a fee access boat ramp in the past. So if you were a fisherman wanting to fish Indian Springs in Clark County, I'm not exactly sure what the fee was, but I believe it was $5 to launch your boat there. That no longer will be the case. It'll be a free access for anglers now with this contract in place. The fee or the payment is $10,000 a year. And that comes down to, $25 a day. And then we're also paying for the rental of a dock. They're going to leave their dock in the water, and they'll be responsible for that dock to take it in, put it in, and take it out. So that will start November 1st. And the way the contract reads, that does include installation and maintenance of the boat ramp. It includes the parking area, the entrance road. And so there's really no startup costs here for the department. Everything's in place. Everything's ready to go. Essentially, today, they'll open the gate, and that fishing ramp will be open for free public access. And that was one thing that was really unique about this agreement in particular. There was no startup costs. I mean, they're going to allow us to rent their dock, their boat ramp, the gravel parking lot's all ready to go. And I just wanted to make that information for the commission available. And if there's any questions in particular regarding that access agreement, again, it's a five-year agreement, and either party can terminate the agreement within a 30-day written notice. And I'm thinking it'll be a very successful, it's a very popular fishing destination area in Clark County, a great fishery, and we're looking forward, and we thank the Black Claw Bait and Tavern family for allowing us this opportunity. Any questions on that? Okay, moving on to the next item there on your list, Wildlife and Nature Forum, number 7. We had a great event held on October 11th in Pier, and it was the non-consumptive users, the birders, the kayakers, the wildlife photographers, those types of folks, and it was a great day. We sent out invites to 46 organizations, and we had 8 organizations respond back and attend. Even though it was a small group, I was there, and for those that were there, it was a very good discussion, very open. A lot of great things were discussed at that day, and it was more in-depth conversation because of the small group atmosphere. Some of the things that we really talked a lot about were public lands, the uses of those public lands, not so much hunting and fishing, but other uses, you know, the photography, the kayaking, the bird watching, those other uses that, you know, occur that aren't so much front and center at a lot of times. So that those were great discussions to have. Took some action items away there. Just overall, you know, that these folks are really big advocates of the department and the way we manage our public lands, and they sure do appreciate the opportunities to go out on a game production area and take pictures and watch birds. And there are more of those uses that do occur on a daily basis than one might think. So it's great to hear from those folks. Other things, outdoor recreation opportunities. You know, we talk so much about hunting and fishing and camping, but there's more that these folks, you know, the kayaking, the birding, the hiking, those types of things are very important to a lot of users in the state. And there are a lot of users that take deep interest in that. And it's great to hear from those folks and get ways to better improve those opportunities. So those things were discussed as well. Funding sustainable wildlife habitat. This is very near to dear to their hearts as well. Not just the hunters or the anglers or the folks that want to camp and be outside. There's a lot of people that like to see wild things in wild places. And again, I haven't had a lot of interaction with these groups in my career, so it's been great to just to, you know, have a good one-on-one discussion and kind of get their ideas of how they believe that conservation and habitat is so important to more than just the hunters and the anglers. Another thing, we talked about balancing landowner rights, resolving land use conflicts. And this was a good discussion just overall. You know, they talked a lot about how users need to be respectful to the landowner, respectful to the land. And that was something that we did have a very thorough discussion about. And again, we'll bring all these things back to the larger summit. We have one more of the forum series events left. That's the Ag Forum. And then lastly, the thing that was on the agenda that day was the creating a unified voice of the hunters, the anglers, the preserve operators, the commercial interests, the non-consumptive users, the ag users, the ag folks, you know, bringing all that together and have this unified collective voice. And we did talk about that in the end. So speaking of the next forum, it will occur December 18th. That's the date that we have set. Likely will be in Sioux Falls. We have so far have about a 30, I believe 36 folks or 38 invitees so far that we plan to send out invitations actually next week to. So that it will be in the works December 18th here in Sioux Falls, and looking forward to that day. And then we'll have the collective forum of all those groups probably sometime in January, we're thinking. So with that, are there any questions? And if so, I'd love to answer them.
Questions, comments?
All righty.
Thank you. So we're off.